Well, if the raft of new compliance jobs on offer in Australian banking is any indication, there seems to be a race to clean up the Banking Act after damning revelations from the Royal Commission. Banks are changing their operating systems and promising improved culture, so there's a jobs boom in areas like compliance. But recruitment agencies are questioning whether it's all about positive change or about the challenge that's coming from new, leaner, cleaner banks. Here's our business reporter, David Taylor.
Martin North worked in retail banking for one of the big four banks in the 80s and 90s. He reckons compliance was little more than an afterthought for most banks.
And it was all about selling products and services and earning commissions and all those things. And they didn't put any of the checks and balances in place around that, neither in the UK nor in Australia.
In 2018 and 2019, the Hayne Royal Commission exposed the banks for underinvesting in the processes and systems that pick up dodgy business practices.
I think a lot of the root cause issues that we've had over the last decade or so has been from fundamentally flogging products at any cost and not thinking holistically about the risks and therefore the compliance aspects that should be there.
Banking recruitment firm Hayes says the banks are now boosting their ranks of compliance and regulatory officers. It reports that credit assessors, business development managers, and regulatory compliance managers make the list of the jobs in most demand. But regional director Carl PC says compliance and anti-money laundering roles top the list.
Certainly risk and compliance is driving a lot of the demands. Anti-money laundering has been huge, and a large number of organizations have been increasing headcount in this area to satisfy anti-money laundering obligations and the scrutiny from AUSTRAC. And then that all ties into change managers coming in to help these organizations meet these requirements and then ensure that they're hitting what's being asked of them.
And while there is demand for change managers, or bank staff whose role it is to change organisational structures within the bank, most of the reorganisation within the banks, says Mr PC, is being driven by fear of losing customers to rivals.
Oh, look, in this space, what we're seeing is new organisations coming into the market. The fintechs and the neobanks are disrupting the market. They've got very strong technology-built platforms. They've got extremely competitive products and rates, and in conjunction with a number of disillusioned customers working with the large organizations, they're voting with their feet and going to these new, smaller challenger organizations. And these organizations are growing quite quickly, and that's having a knock-on demand for staffing.
Former banker Martin North says this highlights how far the banks still need to go to rebuild their reputations and regain public trust. And
there was an example quite recently of one of the superannuation funds who've now it's realised they're refunding superannuation back to the people who actually should never have been charged in the first place, but they've created another superannuation fund. That's a classic example of not changing the culture. So they've basically tried to solve the particular problem, but not the culture. And that's the issue. This is a cultural change. So compliance officers and compliance processes are only about 5% of the issue, in my view.
Former banker Martin North, David Taylor with that report.